The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, news listeners. Are you smiling yet? Well, by golly, you should be. You know why? Because it's Friday. And it's also time to get the news show for today started. It is the 23rd of August, 2019. We got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Now, we're starting today off with Spotify and TV. Yeah, you'd think, what? Well, apparently, because Spotify is getting ready to do its own TV miniseries. At least according to the Hollywood Reporter, that is. It's actually called Spotify Untold. Ooh, it already sounds mysterious, doesn't it? Well, it was actually a book. You know how these things usually are. They're books and then become movies and TVs, and they're never as good as a book. Maybe this is the exception to the rule. We'll see. In any case, it is the source for the upcoming TV series and is being produced by Yellowbird UK. Now, the book, which was actually just released in March of this year, actually hasn't even had an English translation yet. Now, if you're wondering why this might make a good TV show, well, it sounds like it's got a lot of drama in it. Most of the promotional materials and media coverage actually focuses on Steve Jobs' hostility towards Spotify employees, which by the looks of it will be the main focus of the TV series. Well, duh, drama. Well, if you're still curious, nonetheless, unfortunately, there's no release window just yet. Speaking of Steve Jobs, we go on over to Apple. Yeah, I know he's not there anymore, but his spirit is. Although I think lately his spirit's been wandering off campus a little bit. But hey, that's an opinion, and we don't do that on this show. In any case, we're talking about Apple TV Plus. We already know it's going to be $10 a month. We already know it's launching in November. But what you didn't know, you might be able to actually download crap. At least according to Mac rumors, that's what they seem to have found. This is in recent betas of macOS Catalina. According to the code they found, Apple looks like they're going to allow video downloads. You know, for offline viewing. Something that Netflix is already doing now, even though they said they never would. Of course, just like with anything, looks like there'll be limitations for how many total times you can download it, or even view it. From what we can tell, say you download the video on multiple devices, apparently your Apple TV app on your phone will actually tell you that, hey, you've downloaded this already. If you want to watch it here, you gotta delete it from your other device. Google's Go Search app, the lightweight edition. No matter where you are in the world, you can get it now. Now, to get you caught up a little bit, you might remember about a year and a half ago, there was actually a limited launch of the app in India and Indonesia. All right, so now that we're caught up to speed, just how lightweight is this thing? Super light, 7 megabytes, actually. And as you probably guessed, if you got a low power device, this is exactly what it's for. The only catch, however, is though, your device better be running Lollipop 5.0 and higher. Anything below that, it ain't gonna work. And finally, artificial intelligence. It is the wave of the future. But let's face it, it's not exactly foolproof yet. And that's exactly what YouTube found out here recently. Now, unfortunately, sometimes really despicable human beings actually upload animal cruelty videos to YouTube. And for the most part, YouTube's AI's done a pretty good job about that. Until the other day, when it seen two robots going at it and thought, well, this must be two dogs. Yes, YouTube's automated system actually recently took down several robot fighting videos, mistaking that these robots were actually some sort of animal, either a cat or a dog, who knows. In fact, the videos that were most affected, you probably guessed it, BattleBots contestants. Most of these contestants actually got a content warning. Now, of course, YouTube, they had an explanation, stating that with the massive volume of videos that are on our site, sometimes we make the wrong call. When it's brought to our attention that a video has been removed mistakenly, we act quickly to reinstate it. Yes, I know, that sounds all PR-ish, doesn't it? But the spokesperson actually did go on to say that YouTube does not have any policies that prohibit footage of robots fighting. Ha, ha, ha. So there you go. You can be happy now. It's Friday, and you can head on over to YouTube right now and watch some robots kicking each other's butts. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is, of course, our website. Get subscribed to our podcast over there and so much more. Give us a like on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back on Tuesday. I'm sorry. Yes, unfortunately, on Monday, I'm just not going to have the time to get you guys guys and gals out of show, but I promise we will be back Tuesday next week, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend and even Monday too. But until then, have a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much as always for listening.